It was a transporting moment. On a warm Wyoming evening, the park ranger was describing breathtaking geological events that created this valley called Jackson Hole. I'd leaned back in my seat in the outdoor amphitheater and savored a view of the 9-million-year-old Teton Mountain Range, soaring above us at 14,000 feet above sea level. The mountains are alive, the ranger told us, having been formed by an upwelling that broke them from the valley floor starting 9 million years ago. The peaks are now rising 4.5 inches every 100 years. When someone infuses the scenic beauty of the outdoors with scientific insights of this sort, they intensify your appreciation of these special lands many times over. Suddenly, my reverie was shattered by a remembered political event that may fundamentally change the quality of your family's experience at not just national parks, but also Forest Service and BLM campgrounds. Under new rules adopted by Washington, the Bush administration hopes to privatize up to almost half the federal workforce, including management of federal parks and campgrounds. Mitch Daniels, the president's former budget director, will tell you that privatization can increase quality and still save up to 40% of current operating costs. The nonpartisan General Accounting Office disputes this claim and suggests that government supervision of contractors might actually increase costs. In the calculus of business, it remains to be seen if there is a future for natural history specialists at federally owned parks and campgrounds across the country. These experts might enrich your outdoor experience, but they are unlikely to enrich a corporate manager's bottom line. Nor are other service amenities we take for granted likely to survive the for-profit approach of private vendors. You may not be aware of it as you gather your family around the campground at your favorite park, but privatization of government work is part of an epic political struggle between Bush and the Democratic Party and its labor allies. By slashing the number of public employees who dominate the American labor movement, Bush and his allies can cripple organized labor, which is one of the few remaining checks on Republican and corporate power. By enfeebling labor, Mr. Bush knows he can enfeeble his Democratic opposition, which benefits from labor's financial and organizational strength. If he succeeds, Bush could establish Republican and corporate rule as the dominant political order for the next generation. Your family will feel the effects of that far beyond the world of your favorite national park. This is Les O'Coin.